I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bill Shorten started the discussion again about the debate. I remember thinking a lot about this over the last 12 months. I even wrote for the Daily Telegraph on this. But the passion for any form of revolution, I feel, has gone. There will need to be something that will really have to kick in here before we change. Any revolution just can't sort of dribble out. And over the last 20 years or so, we've had a couple of attempts at this. We've had the convention, we've had the referendum, but they've been pretty weak attempts at trying to overthrow the British Empire. And most people just say, oh, bugger it, what's the point of changing it? And people who talk about changing the flag and becoming a republic seem to not be able to stir up this passion. Bill Shorten's had a shot at it on the weekend. Did he actually survive? Peter Fitzsimons on the line, columnist with the Sydney Morning Herald and good friend of 2UE. Hi, Pete.
G'day, Justin.
Did he stir any passion in you when he talked about this?
Oh, I am relieved to see a Labor leader raise the issue again. Actually, put it on the front foot. I'd love to see that Bill Shorten this year to say, actually, let's get moving on this.
Yeah.
For me, Australia, we are going to get there. We are an independent sovereign nation. Our flag does not reflect that now. We look like an outpost of Great Britain in the South Seas, which is what we were in 1901 when we adopted that flag. In terms of a republic, again, we're going to get there. May I put forward the model that I think best?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the system at the moment is that the Prime Minister chooses the Governor General. It's what they call a captain's call. We just had one of those captain's call yesterday.
Yes.
But it is the prerogative of the Prime Minister to choose the Governor General. So the system at the moment is the Prime Minister chooses the Governor General, writes a letter to the Queen of England and says, this is who I choose.
Yeah.
That's the system at the moment.
Yeah.
Many of us propose a simple change. The Prime Minister chooses the Governor General. We don't change the name of the Governor General. We don't change the role. But one change, instead of sending external mail to the Queen of England, sends it internal mail to the Parliament of the People of Australia. Everything, the whole system,
we got the Prime Minister of the country, the head of government picks the head of state.
That's the way it works at the moment.
Well, yeah, but I know, but the Queen at least gets the letter so she can write back and say, never heard of him.
Yeah, well, but that may be, but it's the Parliament of the People. The Parliament of the People of Australia, they are our representatives. That is our democracy in action. So they represent the people. You had a joint session of Parliament to approve, and they would, who the Prime Minister chooses. So I call that the Privy Council model. So up until 1975, if you were not happy with the legal decisions made by the High Court of Australia, you could appeal to the English Law Lords, the Privy Council.
Yeah.
The government of Gough Whitlam said, we're not going to do that anymore. We trust the Australian judicial system to come up with the right result. The Conservatives have attacked that for that. What's happened is 50 years later, 40 years later, it's working. We, the people, can run our own show. So with this system, you change just about nothing. You simply say the Prime Minister chooses and the Parliament approves instead of an elderly English woman living in Buckingham Palace. As magnificent a woman as she may be, as I'm sure she is, but it's just we're not trusting one person in England. We're trusting the Parliament that we have elected.
Go on, you finish, mate. Go ahead.
Oh, well, for me, when I put this to people, people go, well, why wasn't that presented in 1999? Well, to a certain extent, it was represented in 1999, but it wasn't made clear because there was so much squabbling.
No.
I think we Republicans, it would be great if we could agree as we go into this next round to say, we just need, what the people have said is, we don't want major change. I agree. Let's not have major change. Let's have exactly the same system. We just trust the parliament of the people to rubber stamp who the Prime Minister chooses.
How do we change this from a dribbling, limping revolution into something that can capture some hearts and minds? Because at the moment, nobody cares. How do we make people care?
Like you who have access to microphone to speak up on behalf of Australia. And when your listeners give you angry phone calls after this to say, settle, think about it, why should we have, I mean, at the moment, the position of the monarchist is that the royal family is ipso facto automatically better than any family in Australia. So the system at the moment is we choose our head of state from who is, you know, head in line of succession of an aristocratic family in England. I mean, can someone say it out loud? I may as well. What? In 2015, 114 years after Federation, we in Australia are still reduced to calling on an aristocratic family in England to find our head of state? I mean, this is just bloody ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, I'm with you. But this is the thing, and I admire your passion for it, and there's a handful of other people that have the passion for it, but no one else goes along with it. I'm just saying, how does this revolution get kick-started?
I think you'll find 40 to 50% of us get along with it, and I would say with respect to the Prime Minister, and I say again, I've often said this, I like the Prime Minister. I get on well with him.
Yeah.
He's half a friend of mine. I don't attack him personally. I don't agree with him politically. I've never agreed with him politically. We've been arguing since 1980 when we first played rugby. He first coached me in rugby back in the 1980s. But this is not a personal thing.
No.
But with respect to the Prime Minister, I believe he will be our last monarchistic Prime Minister that we have. Very soon, one way or another, or let's say Tony Abbott lasts 1 month or 10 years. That's not the issue. When his term in office is finished, the next Prime Minister, I believe, will be a Republican, at which point you will have bipartisan leadership. Bill Shorten is a Republican. Should it be Malcolm Turnbull? Obviously, he's a Republican. I believe that Julie Bishop is a Republican. They talk about Scott Morrison. I personally would be amazed. I don't know. I mean, even Christopher Pyne. I've heard Christopher Pyne speak amazingly eloquently with great passion about the Republic. So whenever the Prime Minister goes, whatever it is, pretty soon, at some point in the next electoral cycle, we are going to have bipartisan leadership for Republic. How wonderful it would be if they would get together, sit down and say, let's do this. It is bleeding obvious to the people, to most people that think about it, that it's the obvious next step for Australia.
Yes.
Show on our own, and maybe even have a flag of our own without the flag of another nation in the top left-hand corner of it. And when you get the angry phone calls on this, point out to them, hey, let's have a look at Argentina. It's strange that Argentina doesn't have a flag of Spain in the top left-hand corner. It's strange that Brazil doesn't have
it's a crazy
flag
old...
of Portugal in the top left-hand corner.
Crazy old world. Pete, I've got to go. I've got to go. I do want to get one word answer for you on this. The word that you let out when you heard about Sir Philip.
Chaser. I thought it was a chaser stick. I couldn't believe it. I thought the chaser is back. And I had a barbecue at my house yesterday. There was some line, I think it was in the telly or somewhere, somebody said that it was a coalition MP unnamed, but said this was a barbecue stopper on a day when all of Australia was having a barbecue. I mean, most of your listeners would have been at a barbecue yesterday. Was anybody talking about anything else? And I tweeted to say, I said, you monarchists are very quiet today. Where are you? Come out and play. And seriously, I think all the monarchists today are hiding under their bed.
Yes, I think you might be right, although I talked to David Flint before. Good chatting to you, Pete. Thanks very much for the chat.
13 13 32, angry phone calls. He welcomes them all. I'm off. See ya.
Peter Fitzsimons.